All right, good afternoon, and thank you for that introduction. As you said, my name's Matthew Wiggins. I serve as a tech service manager for FMC in the upper Mid-South. I cover portions of Tennessee, Kentucky, the Boot Hill, Missouri. Just want to take a brief opportunity just to update you about where FMC is as a company, and we'll move in and talk specifically about one product, and we'll be very brief and get out of the way. As you know, this has been a time of mergers with all ag industries, and that's no different with what we've seen this past couple years with FMC. As of November 1st of 2017, FMC acquired the DuPont R&D organization. And you can see a lot of things on this screen that kind of pop out that, you know, show that FMC is once again dedicated to R&D and our discovery pipeline, whether that's manufacturing sites, R&D sites. The thing that excites me, being from a crop protection background, is the fact that our R&D spend is solely going to be spent on developing new chemistries and new modes of action. You see down there, we're the largest pure play chemical crop protection company. That means we or none of our subsidiaries are involved in the trait business. Our favorite trait is your favorite trait. We want to solely be helping you make decisions for your growers on the farm level and using our good crop protection products and helping develop those. A lot of that's going to be driven through innovation. Part of that acquisition was 1.8 million different synthetic compounds that sit in a library up in New Jersey and Delaware. Of those, currently we're looking at 15 new synthetic active ingredients that are in the pipeline. The exciting piece of this, guys, is, though, is since that acquisition, a lot of times we get a lot of headaches and confusion that happen when we go through this merger. Since that merger, we've added three more new synthetic compounds to that list, so now we're at 18. So that tells me that we had an engine that kept chugging, and that's going to be a big part of our future here at FMC. You can see we won the Agro Awards this year for best R&D pipeline. That was, you know, obviously coming over from the DuPont R&D acquisition, but also the legacy FMC has the Thrive 3D unit where we won the best application innovation for 2018. So now let's talk something. Obviously, you've seen the list of presenters today. This is going to be a hot topic this week as we move through the Beltwide, talking specifically about bollworm control in cotton. 2017 to 2018, we saw many fields that had to have a foliar spray, specifically a diamide, something like Prevathon. This is especially true in Mid-South and in South Texas, where there are high bollworm pressure, continuous moth flights, and egg lays. This is also included in BT trait, so this is something new that we're going to be faced with and focused on moving forward because of the increased selection pressure on the BT traits. So we do have some recommendations that FMC will be moving forward with as far as making a Prevathon application in cotton. Our recommendation is regardless of trait package, we want to make sure you're spraying on an egg threshold. You're going to have a better opportunity to control small worms when you're making an egg worm threshold application versus letting worms develop and getting to a point where we're going to be chasing them by the tail. For rates, if we're looking at non-transgenic or non-BT cotton varieties or in areas where we know resistance is prevalent, that application rate needs to be at 20 ounces. That product's going to give you the residual you need and the knockdown to control those bollworms. Subsequent applications can be made as needed. If you're in an area where maybe resistance hasn't been developed, you can back off that rate, but traditionally we're going to run a 20-ounce rate on cotton for bollworm control. Application guidelines, you all know this, y'all been spraying insecticides longer than I have. Coverage is key. Make sure we're making good choices and making, good application techniques, whether it's with a ground rig or an area application. Other than Prevathon, we do have a lot of other cotton products, whether it's the defoliant products with AIM or Display, insecticides like Mustang Max or Prevathon. Top Guard Terra is an important fungicide, especially in our cotton market. So we appreciate the cotton growers and the consultants in this room, and we appreciate your business and support. With that, thank you.